Good evening and welcome. Tonight we're going to discuss a very important case regarding the diminishment of the value of your shares. And one of the foundational principles of a business corporation is that the corporation cannot diminish the value of your share. So if you own 1/100th of the corporation, you have to own 1/100th of the corporation throughout the course of your ownership. The corporation cannot change that. It's in the business corporation law. It's under Article 5 of the business corporation law. It's a long-standing requirement. That's why it's called a share, because you own that portion of the company. And if they turn around and try and change that number, guess what? You can sue them. And that's what happened here. This all came about, the plaintiff here, is a guy by the name of Jeffrey Beaumont. Jeffrey Beaumont was a shareholder in Associated Madison Companies, better known as Associated. And his company had proposed a merger with American Can Company. And as you can see from the screen, American Can Company was quite a concern. It was a very major New Jersey corporation. What they manufactured was what you might think. They manufactured what they used to call tin cans. They became aluminum cans right around the time this merger was going forward. Matter of fact, this merger, which took place in 1981, was right at the time when cans were being converted from steel to aluminum. And the people who were the owners and the board of directors of the Associated Madison Companies thought that American Can was a great investment opportunity and that the two companies ought to merge. Well, when you merge companies, you have to buy the stock of both companies and then issue new ones. Now, sometimes that's by giving other stock away. Sometimes it's delivering new stock. It becomes complex. And as a result, it's a highly regulated enterprise. You have to go through the Securities and Exchange Commission in this instance because American Can Company was sold on an exchange. And corporations that are sold on an exchange are regulated, and we'll get into this in a couple weeks, by the federal government through the Securities and Exchange Commission. Well, the Security and Exchange Commission looked at the profiles and the prospectuses, which is a contract that gets written out as a proposed offer for this merger. And the two companies were hot to trot to be able to combine their forces. Associated Madison thought that this would be a wonderful opportunity for it, and American Can thought that it would be a great opportunity for it as well, because it could expand its business to the customers of Associated and grow it. And Associated thought that it could now tap this market for this new aluminum can mission that you had for American Can Company. Well, they originally suggested that they would purchase Associated stock for $15 a share. And that was the agreement in the original prospectus. Well, at the time of the merger, when it actually came to fruition and it started on in 1981 in October, but by the time that it goes forward and the merger actually kicks off in 1982, the merger was approved on March 26, 1982, Associated Commons shareholders couldn't receive the $15 in cash that they had been promised. Instead, they got a share of stock in this new corporation. Well, that becomes a problem. Why? Because the shares that they got as a result of this merger did not equal their share of ownership. Because when you form this new corporation, they no longer have that same percentage of ownership. And as a result, their shares were diluted. They didn't agree. It's one thing if you buy them out because that becomes a fair market transaction. But when you do it with shares of stock and the transference of that, which is what happened here, not everyone ended up with the same equal shares as they had before. That allowed for a lawsuit to take place. At first, it was brought as a class action, and the individual defendant moved and cross-moved under the Business Corporation Law, Section 501, which says you cannot diminish your shares. Well, the court found here that there was a diminishment of shares, and they wrote a historic opinion saying, you cannot, under any circumstances, even in a merger where you're forming new stock for a new corporation, diminish the shares of the former corporation under which you had. If they had paid for the shares, that would have been a free market transaction because there's no more diminishment. But that's not what they did. They traded stock for stock. And as a result of that, that caused a diminishment of the shares. So instead of owning 1/100th of the corporation, they owned less than that. And the court said, you cannot do that. It's one of the bases for a share and your shareholder rights. Remember, one of the foundational elements is no matter how long you own the company, as long as you own that corporation, your share of that corporation cannot be diminished, cannot be reduced. So as a result, this historic case said that is true even in a merger. See you next week.